May all beings be happy. May all beings be healthy. May all beings be free from harm. May all beings love life. May all beings awaken. Welcome to another Cuke Audio Podcast. I'm DC Pupa of Cuke Audio and Cuke Archives. I pray that you and yours are safe and comfortable, free from economic hardship, and able to get out and do whatever it is you want within the limitations of the universal precept of do as little harm as possible. So today we're going to have the sixth clip from the lecture on calmness, the lecture that is titled By Us Calmness and was titled by Marion Derby as Calmness back in 66, 67, when she made these recordings and transcribed them, and it became the Calmness chapter in Zen Mind, Beginner's Mind, after skillful editing by Trudy Dixon and Richard Baker. It's page 121 of Zen Mind, Beginner's Mind. It was delivered on August 26th, 1965. So first I'm going to play this clip in its raw, unedited form as they heard it there. Except they didn't hear a low-quality recording of it. They heard him actually speaking it in the room. But this is as close as we can get. And then I'm going to read the selection and maybe say something in a more serious mood. And then I will play an edited version of the clip. I really like doing this editing. I want to do it on tons and tons of the lectures. I want to create a little place on shunyusuzuki.com. Of course, we would put the edited lecture in there with, you know, the files on that lecture. The different edit, you know, we put everything, whatever edited versions we can find, different, if there's different audios. It's an archive. It's not like San Francisco Zen Center's presentations, which are our Engaged Wisdom, which they're looking for, you know, to give someone, if they want to hear it, they choose one thing so they don't confuse people the way we do. Okay. Oh, I want to say one thing. He starts off by saying, this is a very valuable experience. What he's talking about is what he was saying in yesterday's podcast is when you practice Zazen, you know, sit up straight and, you know, don't try to attain enlightenment. And he's talking about calmness, be calm, is it? And like, all right. So when he says, this is a very valuable experience, he's talking about sitting Zazen and in with calm mind. But you can't try to be calm. That's the unfortunate thing. There's no calm button. here we go.
This is a very variable experience. And this experience will encourage your effort in your everyday life. In our everyday life, we usually try to do something or try to change something into some other things. or you try to attain something. But try to attain something is already the art of expression of our true nature. Try to change something into some other thing is already is the art of life. We should find out the meaning of our effort itself before we attain something. So Dogen Zen Master says, we should obtain the enlightenment before we attain enlightenment. Before we attain enlightenment, we should obtain it. When try to do something, itself is enlightenment. It is expression of our true nature. It is not after attaining enlightenment that we find the true meaning of enlightenment.
This is a very valuable experience, and this experience will encourage your efforts in your everyday life. In our everyday life, we usually try to do something or try to change something into some other things. Or you try to attain something. To try to attain something is already the art of the expression of our true nature. Trying to change something into some other thing is already the art of life. We should find out the meaning of our effort itself before we attain something. So Dogen Zen Master says, we should obtain enlightenment before we attain enlightenment. Before we attain enlightenment, we should obtain it. When you try to do something, that itself is enlightenment. It is an expression of our true nature. It is not after attaining enlightenment that we find the true meaning of enlightenment. When we are in difficulty, there we have enlightenment. When we are in distress, there we have enlightenment. So he says, before we attain enlightenment, we should obtain enlightenment. Now that's a rather challenging group of statements there, huh? Before we attain enlightenment, we should attain enlightenment. Well, you know, there's Dogen for you. And Suzuki, channeling Dogen. That's what Gaz Ta-Nehisi said. He said when he met Suzuki in 64, first thing he did was said, you want to start telling him about it? He asked him what he was lecturing on. He said, Blue Cliff Records. He said, why don't you give him the best we have? Why don't you give him Dogen? And not long ago, because I did a podcast with him, one of my first ones, almost 2 years ago. And he said, you know, Suzuki is like, I don't know if it was then, because I've talked to Kaz now and then. Maybe he did it for the thing I wrote for the 40th and then the 50th anniversary editions of Zen Mind, Beginner's Mind, where he said, Suzuki is sort of like Dogen. It's like Dogen, a modern Dogen, or, you know, no, that's not what he said, not like that. But he is expressing the same sort of understanding Dogen did. And, you know, so when we hear something like this, we just let it sink in. We're not going to figure it out. That's what I think. That's the way I look at it. And guess what? That's what Suzuki advised. Don't try to figure it out. You just let it sink in. Now, one thing here that's interesting, he says, like when you try to change things, this is the art of life. You know, when you're trying to make something into something else, that's like our true nature. That's our art. That's our practice. That's enlightenment. We could just go to some other lecture where he says, you know, if you're trying to change something into something else, that's delusion. That's dualistic practice. just accept things as they are. See things as it is. Remember he's the man who said, if it's not paradoxical, it's not true. I'm really glad I work with a little Suzuki every day. It's sort of my job, you know. I don't go around thinking about him and all this stuff otherwise, you know. There's so much of it is just not rational, you know. And then I've gotten used to it. But it's not belief either. Yeah, you got to watch out about belief. To me, I think belief is the Tibetans call it the first door I heard. But let it be the first door. You got to leave it behind. And you know, Suzuki said, I love it. We should believe in absolutely nothing. But you got to remember that this nothing is a great nothing. Like the character for Tao is the road, right? The path. And one of the classic lines of the Tao Te Ching is, they didn't, you know what to call the absolute. They didn't know what to call the Tao. They certainly wouldn't call it the absolute. I mean, that's any name like that that's like has a lot of meaning would be thrown out. So I apologize for that. But I use that term all the time. So we're looking for they were looking for some adjective, right? And they thought, okay, we have to use an adjective. I don't know Chinese. I don't know how they pronounced it. But in Japanese, it would be dai, great. So, all right. And that great is an incomprehensible great. So, you know, in these two little paragraphs, to me, there's plenty of great incomprehensibility that I'm just going to let sink in. So why don't you listen to the edited version of it? I think you'll be able to hear it. And thanks for joining. And I look forward to the next time we meet. Hey, tomorrow night, Andy Ferguson, great, great hour conversation with Andy Ferguson. And I don't say much at all. That's one of the things that makes it great. Okay, here we go.
This is a very variable experience. And this experience will encourage your effort in your everyday life. In our everyday life, we usually try to do something or try to change something into some other things. Or you try to attain something. But try to attain something is already the art of expression of our true nature. Try to change something into some other thing already is the art of life. We should find out the meaning of our effort itself before we attain something. So Dogen Zen Master says, we should obtain the enlightenment before we attain enlightenment. Before we attain enlightenment, we should obtain it. When you try to do something, itself is enlightenment. It is expression of our true nature. It is not after attaining enlightenment that we find the true meaning of enlightenment.
This has been a Kyuk Audio Podcast. I'm D.C. Poobah of Kyuk Audio and Kyuk Archives, coming to you from sleepy Sonora with Dogge Bandita, Feline Kuchita, and dear lovely Katrinka. And we're wishing you and yours and all of us a grand awakening.